Fugue, red bird taking wing, one with abandon. I had to leave. I couldn't breathe. It had nothing to do with love for my beautiful babies, Moose and Francois. Nothing at all. It had to do with a disappeared bird, a red bird I'd painted, a bird taking wing, about to soar. One day, I came home to all but the last of one red wing, disappeared under my husband's work. My bird taking wing, about to soar, painted over by Marcel. I couldn't breathe. I had so many words they flew in my throat like birds trapped in a room. They stayed there for years until I could no longer breathe. So I had to leave. I love my babies, their small feet and hands, their sweet skin, the way their eyes looked into mine like a mirror, like a road with no end. But I had to leave. My red bird was so beautiful, just taking flight, about to soar. How could anyone do what he did, what I did, leaving them? Not the right questions. Not the right questions at all. When people can't breathe, they do what they must do for air. They undo all the ropes wrapped around their hearts. They tug and pull until they begin to gasp. The ropes loosen. They can breathe. They breathe. 2. My mother's piano in the manifesto. Night after night, she dusted the keys, but otherwise, my mother left the piano untouched. She could play beautifully, but child after child after child after. What use was music to her exhausted body, except a means to exhaust it more? Would she have abandoned me and my siblings if she'd followed her desire? She could have been a concert. No, no. Useless to think that way. I could have been a famous poet, a famous painter, but I kept needing to leave. I was part of a group against all forms of established order, even the order of words. But they omitted my work from our manifesto, so I insisted they remove my name. No work, no name. I held fast, although it meant reprinting 400 copies of the last pages, the way I held fast years earlier when, leaving my mother's house, I stood at her piano playing a scale. Here's how you breathe, Mama. 3. Red Nowhere Bird. The woman who fled, my granddaughter called me. Yet I wasn't fleeing. I was seeking. Like the others in the group, I believed the old words and the old order needed to be broken. We fractured lines, syntax, we twisted diction, made words out of new combinations of letters. We painted against strictures. Like the others, I lived for art. I wrote poems, I painted, but I couldn't breathe. No choice but to leave. I wasn't fleeing. I was feeling. Strange how close those two words are in English. You see what happens. I'm in one place, one tongue, and I seek another, afraid of roots, of being rooted. 4. In my end is my beginning. There's no explaining it, no matter what order you use for the words. A mother leaves her children. Rupture, wrench, heartache, cleaving. And the story is almost lost until her daughter, Moose, seeks her mother. And years later, Anaïs, Moose's daughter, tells her grandmother's story. My story. I, Suzanne Meloche-Barbeau, who all her life kept fleeing. No, seeking, seeking, while the heart beats on with its story of love and death, its terrible need.